What is up, beautiful people? We're back at it. It's your favorite person, Marshayla Thomas, aka Shay. And thank y'all for tuning into Real Topics. This is a podcast where we like to do nothing less than keep it real and dive deep. And you know, when we dive deep on this podcast, we focus on authentically just being ourselves, not holding back on conversations surrounding emotions, well-being, societal norms, etc. So if you're a new listener, just be sure to let us know your thoughts on this podcast in the reviews. Every week, we are going to take a deep dive into thought-provoking and mind-stimulating topics. We're building a community, and there's definitely no community without you all. So thank you so much for joining us, and get comfortable and enjoy the journey. So in today's podcast, we are going to dive deep into the topic, grief. I have a very special guest joining me, person who dear to my heart and is a longtime mutual friend. We're both going through something very hard right now, and you know what better way to just express, you know, our feelings and emotions but to talk about it together in the hopes of maybe it can help the next person, you know. Longtime mutual friend, everyone, just welcome Tony. What's up, Tony? What's up?
What's up? What's up?
And girl, how are you doing?
You made me feel so special with that introduction.
You are special, Tony. Heck yeah.
All right, for full disclosure, this is my first podcast, so
hey. Yeah, you got it. We here. We just vibing and talking and having a conversation and being real. So yeah, for sure. Welcome. I hope everyone sends you love as they're listening to this podcast. And yeah, really just thank you for being here, because I know we've been going back and forth for a while.
Yes.
But we here, and I knew that we were gonna, you know, make it happen eventually, and that's what we're doing. So yeah, again, thank you for being here and sharing this moment, for us to share this moment with each other. And before I even get into the questions and just some exploring, I just want to take the time to give you some love. Like I have this ritual I like to do with every guest that I have on the show, and you know, I'm giving you gratitude just specifically on just how hands-on and just all of the love that you've shown in what this past like month, almost 2 months of like us dealing with this great loss, and what we'll get into, everybody. Me and Anthony know each other mutually through our friend Kiana, who just recently lost her life like almost 2 months ago. So I just want to say, like, I don't know, we've been like clutch in each other's life since this tragedy happened, and I definitely have to give you gratitude for how much you call and check on me, the family, everything. Like we've just all been so hands-on, and it's been so needed, and you are just amazing. So yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you know what, I got to, because you know for one, you were Key's one of her very, very first best friends and everything. Shit, y'all were like her grandma would say, shit, y'all were like buku tight and everything. So, as me and her were, but I watched the girl grow up.
She was
like my little sister. So therefore, you know. You were her best friend, so y'all had more time together and everything, but as I seen with the pictures.
Yeah, we was wild. it was wild. But yeah, like I'm even interested to dive into, you know, just that perspective of like those moments of you watching her grow up. Because this is what I remember, guys, from a long time ago. Anthony used to come over to Kiana's grandma's house. And I used to stay cooped up in Kiana's room, but Kiana would always like be outside the room. I was just the person who wanted to stay in the room. So it was like, we didn't have, like, I knew who you were. I always knew who you were. But we didn't like talk all the time. Like, we said, hey. But like,
you were always, every time I'd come over there, instead of you coming out and everything, you just be sitting in the bed, just, you know, all to yourself, almost like you were shy to come out to anybody. Just be right there. What's up, Shayla? Hi.
That was funny. No, I don't know. As a kid, I mean, I was going through a lot of stuff at that age where it's like, if you knew me, you knew me. And like even eventually, like, I mean, at first I was like super shy. The only person I wasn't shy around was Kiana. Hell, I was super shy around everyone. But then the more and more I started hanging out with everybody, like that's when I just like loosened up. You know, yeah. Which I wish I just would have gave myself more permission to like really share more moments to like open up with you and a few other like people that I remember. Like through Kiana, like I feel like the person who probably got the best of that was Lil Milton. Or Milton, let me not call him Lil no more.
He's still little to me, so
I feel that
y'all all still little to me.
Nah, I feel that. Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's my age, but you know, at least I don't look it.
No, not at all, not at all. Yeah, so before we even get started into this, I want to just like pause and, you know, just have us have a moment of silence for Kiana, and, you know, really just sit with that and give some honor to her. And then, yeah, we'll pick up the conversation from there. Right, you know, it can go for some. I'm, you know, I'm very meditative.
Yeah, I'm over here thinking. All right, Shayla, come on now.
But yeah, so like, okay, getting into this topic of grief, I always like to give a definition of like, you know, what these words mean, and so. The definition, like from the Oxford Dictionary, says that grief means deep sorrow, especially caused by someone's death. So, in your experience, does this describe the state you've been experiencing with the loss of Kiana?
Well, with the loss of her, I mean, it was pretty much going back. I mean, it was pretty much a shock for me, because, you know, prior to that, the day before, I was with her, and, you know, coming home, you know, hearing all the news and everything, I mean, it put me in shock and all. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know left from right, up from down. you know, it was, I mean, everybody goes through it differently, but I don't know. In a sense, I guess you could say, you know, I still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still going to be doing this for, I don't know how long and everything because of who she was and how she meant to us and how many people she has touched.
Yeah.
So, because sure, there's even still people I run into that ask me right there, like, yo, you, bro, you knew Kiana? Dude, how you knew her?
Mm-hmm.
She's an off-the-wall person and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the life of the party.
Yes, for real.
Like, yeah, and I feel exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's still a shock. I mean, just sitting in the reality of it, like ever since it happened, like, I've just really been in this mindset of, like, dang, like, this life stuff, like, you know, what we think we know, like, just the different layers of life. It's like, you know, what do we really know? Like, we know.
It's pretty much like, you know, when you think you got it figured out, it wants to take you for a ride. I mean,
for real.
it flips the script on you.
For real.
So on that note, I mean, let's just say, I mean, let's not take it for granted or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, it might seem like we're here for a lifetime, but in reality, we're only on here for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And that's what we take for granted.
Yeah.
And right, that's when we get a little too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then what wakes us up is another death.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I can say this is one that did not end up with the whole thing with this. And to tell y'all, I have a mouth like a sailor, worse than a sailor. This one did not end up with this whole bullshit of, you know, COVID and everything. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to give, like, just context of how, you know, so many of us, when we reconnected, like, with a lot of people during, you know, Kiana's services, and so many people was like, nah, but that girl lived her life. She lived her life. Like, everybody just, you know, kept saying, like, but she did what she wanted to do. She always did what she wanted to do. And that's just something that I was like when I just look back and just think over, like, all the things that I've seen, just conversations we had, I'm like, nah, she really did. She really did. And she was always telling.
She really did. I mean, she, of course, she was a Navy brat for just that amount of time and everything. I mean, she was living down south.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, we're not gonna say where,
right?
And from where me and her live, you know, born as Pona Town, I want to say that, but
mm-hmm.
other people don't think so. But well, let's just say ghetto ass town, ghetto hell. But nah, I mean, she lived a life. I mean, she was a girl that nobody can keep her eyes off of.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta admit, Key was beautiful.
Yeah.
In all sense, in all ways, whatever. And whatever beef anybody had with her, I mean, fuck them.
Yeah. And it was petty. It was, I'm sure,
yes,
most of the
yes,
cases, it was just because of her looks, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Because as you've seen those videos and everything, from New Year's of 2020,
mm-hmm.
or going into 2020,
yeah,
there was some drama that went on that night, and had to check it real quick.
But yeah,
and that right there, those videos right there, you saw that girl. Whew. And if anybody can hold they liquor, it was her. It was her, but every time she was feeling it the next day.
I bet.
I remember her telling me right there, she was like, and yes, this is just us sharing some memories right now.
Yes.
She was right there. She was like, bro, she goes, man, I've been sick all morning, all day. And I'll be right there. I said, I told you I had to quit drinking. I said, you've been drinking all day. I'm surprised you were still standing. But that girl was so alert. She, when she got drunk, it was like the more alert she got.
The opposite of the average person.
Yeah, the opposite of the average person and everything. Shoot, you, when I was drinking, shit, I used to get stupid. I used to get crazy stupid. But good thing I had quit. And yes, I mean, it's been a whole thing.
Yeah. And so how would you say, like, the literal, because we've had conversations of talking about, you know, just feeling still the spiritual, like, essence of her. But how has, like, physically losing Kiana's presence affected you?
It's still affecting me. I mean, it tremendously.
Yeah.
I mean, because, as you know, we only lived what a few houses down from each other. And, you know, I mean, those times where she'd be out in the driveway, I'd be out in my driveway, whatever. We didn't notice each other. She'd call my name. And of course, I'd have to look to see what house it is. If, and then vice versa and everything. Or should, when one of us were going to work, should we drive to each other's house and everything? Just chat for a little while and then just keep on going with our business and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I miss that. I mean, I miss her creeping up on me and scaring the shit out of me. I mean, but,
And laughing about it, I'm sure.
She probably is. She probably is. A little trick. She knows I love her. She knows I love her.
Yeah.
Shoot. That was her. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget that. And I mean, now it's like going to the house and everything. And it's just like, it's empty.
Yeah.
There's no energy in there whatsoever. I mean, there's residual energy.
Right.
But, I mean, you expecting her to come out of that room.
Yeah.
And then you just start feeling this energy, like the energy she used to have, you know. She'd come up all hype and everything, and she'd be all lit and stuff. I'm like, girl, how do you always have that energy?
Yeah.
Because here I am, shoot, trying to get some of that energy.
The Leo.
My ass is always tired. I mean, it's a whole different thing. And then with, you know, without her or without, you know, again, full disclosure, not saying her son's name, and without her son being there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's damn.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we still got her brother and her sister. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And like recently you gave me kudos on what I did and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's only them we have now.
Yeah. Which is just, I don't know, still so crazy that, yeah, it's so crazy to think about. And I still find myself a lot of days just going, like, just thinking about, like, the reality of this and just going, like, dang. That's crazy. I'm just randomly, like, walking around doing something, and then boom, like, I'm flooded with a memory, and I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Like, you're literally not physically here. Like, I cannot pick up the phone and, like, just talk to you. Like,
exactly.
I mean, which is crazy. Like, it's a shock. It's a blow, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you literally, now the only reason I used to go to that house is because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, to check up on her grandma, but, you know.
Yeah.
Or when there was, you know, family gatherings going on. I mean, yeah, you grew up with that family, but not like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, oh my God. And it's just like every time we go there now, and now when these family gatherings come along and everything, and she's not there,
mm-hmm.
it's just a whole, it's, I can't say it's really the same,
mm-hmm.
but yet it's different because she's not there.
Yeah.
But yet I still get picked on for every single little thing.
That's funny. Yeah. And then that makes me think, you know, a lot of what I have been struggling with, especially when I came down and I was around everyone, I was like, you know, just, I mean, basically, like, some of those people, like, or really everybody I hadn't seen in some time, like, especially since I, like, went off to college, and then after college lived, you know, in the area. But anywho, like, I just feel like I missed a lot of moments, like, with the family, which, like, we was always, like, talking to each other about our families, but it was like, I have more of the hardcore memories when we were younger. And it's like, I shared more memories with her as we got older. And it's like going back and seeing everybody and learning of all of these, like, new changes. It's like, I went through a really, especially the whole month of February, just went through a really just hard, like, fuck, like, I missed a lot in our adult lives. Like, I missed a lot, and just was, like, really hard on myself about that. But then it's like, you know, trying to predict the unpredictable. You don't know that, you know, heartache and tragedy is about to come knocking on your door. And you, because, you know, oftentimes, like, back to what you were saying, like, don't take it for granted. Like, we think we have time, we don't. Like,
yeah. And another thing, I learned this: if there's any grudges that you have against anybody, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go. Crush them.
Mm-hmm.
Forget they ever happened. Because life, like we said, life is too short to hold grudges.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to like the person.
Mm-hmm.
Just tolerate them. I mean, what's done is done. You can't undo it. So it's not like we got a rewind button or anything. I mean, shit.
Right. You know, that'd be crazy if we did.
Oh no, because we ain't trying to relive that movie that Adam Sandler was in over here in that movie Click.
Oh yeah, that movie was crazy.
Man, that movie made me cry at the end.
That movie was crazy.
I ain't gonna admit, sure, I can be a little bitch sometimes when I'm watching movies and everything, boo hooing on movies and everything.
Ain't nothing wrong with crying about some real stuff. I say that proudly.
True. I can say, you know, as a guy, you know, I ain't afraid to show emotion.
Yeah.
Just because you show emotion don't mean you're weak.
At all. Say it to the people in the back, Tony. Say it to the people in the back. Please. Say it louder. I don't think they heard you.
True. I don't care what anybody says. I don't. And I was raised like this, you know, in a Hispanic family and everything. I mean, just because you show emotion does not show that you are weak. Mm-hmm. That just shows that you are human.
Yeah. Straight like that.
Now, she came from a military family with her dad and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a military family because, you know, my family was in the Army, Navy, and whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my dream was crushed from going inside the Navy, but that's the story for another time.
Right.
you know, you in most military families and everything, you know, you see what they say, you know, well, if you cry, you know, this, that, whatever, you know, that means you're weak. That's mm-hmm. blah, 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 this, and, you know, shut up with that shit, man. Just because you showing emotion and everything don't mean you weak.
At all.
It shows that you human.
And, you know, you have, and you're aware that if, you know, if you don't show emotions and you don't express yourself, you know, you could have a lot of bottled up hurt and anger. Like, I feel like some of the most angry people that, like, I encounter are, like, some of the people who cry the least, probably. Like, why else, like, are people so explosive? And, you know, I mean, there's, of course, it's not just one answer to that. Like, there's,
I'm an emotional person. I'm going to say that. I am. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, I'm a Virgo. I'm emotional. I'm sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt me. Or else,
yeah.
Or she would feel my wrath. Literally. No.
Shout out to my Virgo friends.
Yeah. I mean, shit. It is what it is.
Yeah. And so, like, and that got me thinking, like, okay, so people are losing, like, loved ones, like, left and right. You know, that's something that just, like, the concept of death, like, it has me thinking of that. And I feel like we've talked about this too. Why do you think we have to experience, like, a physical death? Like, what do you think that's all about?
That is still a question that I'm looking for an answer for.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, myself, I don't like experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been to a funeral in a while. I don't like going to funerals. That's how come I quit going to them.
Yeah.
And because, you know, a lot of the times, you know, that's not the last memory I want of that person.
Yeah.
But in this occasion and everything, my last memory was the day before
mm-hmm.
the accident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some questions and some answers left unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't get into all that.
Right.
At all. No. We don't need no suits or anything. Come on now.
Look.
I'm dancing around the question and everything because, you know, I really don't have an answer.
Yeah. No, yeah.
None of us do.
That's right. Like, and that's just something that's just been on my mind even heavily. I mean, just because of how much history I have with Kiana. Like, a friend, like, I can say, like, through experience that, like, the loss of a friend is different than a loss of, like, a family member, too. In its own, like, kind of, like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing because it's, like, you know, the bond that you share with, like, a person like your grandfather, like, that's, you know, its own bond. Like, most grandparents are, like, looking out for the well-being of their grandkids. And, like, you know, it's just a different bond. But, like, a friend is, like, you know, you, in a lot of cases, you, like, you have, like, really hard conversations or you have really explosive moments. You find out things about each other and you support each other through those different things. And it's, like, you know, that it's just a different relationship. But I definitely have to say I lost, like, a theater brother in 2017, and that was really hard. But this has to be the hardest friend death, like, ever. Like, yeah, like, I ain't ever, like, thought I would. It's like going back to that taking life for granted, or, like, kind of, like, really just going with the flow of life. And it's like these tragic moments are the reminders that's like, no, remember to enjoy every moment. Remember that it can happen to you too. Like,
Make it happen to someone that you know too. Like, you gotta really capture and enjoy all of the moments with everybody that you love, like, for real.
Yep. I mean, there's no line or anything, but because, you know, with me and losing my grandma, and what was hard for me, because, you know, she was my everything. I mean, my grandma was my grandma, and she was the heart of our family and everything. And she was my only grandparent. And after losing her, it's still hard for me. I don't know. It's just somebody that was very special to me.
Yeah.
And whenever I had a problem or something like that, you know, I'd call her.
Yeah.
And shoot, especially with like my uncle that lived with her and everything. I mean, oh man, that man was the most funniest person in the world. I tell you that right now. Shoot, you having a bad day? Shoot, my uncle would make your life a little bit more easier.
I love that. I love to hear that.
But especially with them two together. Oh my God, that was the most funniest thing.
I love that so much. Yeah.
But going back to like Key and everything, I mean, I have so many memories of her and everything and stuff when we used to go out and like to restaurants and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. By that time and everything, shoot, I quit drinking and everything, so there was nothing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, it was just wild. Both of us, you know, we it might not seem like I am, but, you know, both of them, I can't be crazy. There ain't no denying that.
But, blunt.
Oh, shit. I'm very blunt. Very blunt. I have gotten so many complaints about that. I have lost friends over that, which I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. But,
blunt.
I say what I say.
And Kiana did too.
If you don't like the truth, like they said, the truth hurts no matter what. You don't like it. If you can't handle the truth, you know, I'm sorry. Go back, cry to mama. I don't care.
Says the same person that's like, but I'm sensitive. Like,
true, I am, but I am a very blunt person.
And I get that too. I do.
I had to learn that later on in life. I mean, you can be sensitive, but yet you can be very blunt.
Yeah.
And you know that you can hurt other people's feelings, but not giving a shit, or, you know, so on and so forth and everything. But that's what makes you the person you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know,
because I would be sitting there with the most tiniest violin in the world and everything, just playing it, or, you know, my favorite quote back then was, you know what, cry me a fucking river.
Not that was your favorite quote. Did you say favorite quote?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's real. And there's no judgment to be cast, like, for just being real. And that's the thing about life that I am just growing to understand more and more. It's like, no matter like what happens in terms of like the choices like we make, or just like, you know, the personalities we develop, it's like there's no right or wrong. There's just things that work for some people and other things that work for other people. Like I charge it back to like just life experiences and like environments, and like of course a child who grows up in an environment where like their parents or guardians are supportive and like practicing different methods of self-care, or actually just teaching methods in which that you can like express and talk about your feelings, that child's environment or development is going to be much different from a person that gets it out the mud and have to just figure it out.
Right.
You know? And there's no judgment to that. And I feel like a lot of people try to like cast judgment and be like, well, this is the right way to communicate. This is the wrong way. And I was like, I mean, even myself, I was in a mindset like
thinking that one way was right or wrong and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, people are going to be who they are. Like, all they know to become who they are is, like, they learn from their past until you, like, learn to, like, I mean, I do feel like you can reteach yourself things that may not have been a part of your reality growing up. I know that now because I've taught myself some things. Like, I wasn't always a meditative, like, yoga, meditation child. Like, that's not my background, but I learned. You said what?
I said, that ain't no damn law.
Like, at all. Mm-hmm. You know?
Me, I'm over here telling on you.
Look, and that's real. and I say that too because people often, I don't know, kind of like look at me and my experience and be like, oh, that's like the goody two shoe. That's the, like, I don't know, like holier than thou or like got their life together. And I'm like, no, I like in my adult life, I've chose to like make certain decisions where I'm like, no, my mental and emotional well-being matters more than like practically anything else. Like, that gets to shape the person that like I become in this world and kind of like the energy that I like to give off. But like, people are always like, some people are like watching people's lives through a screen, and I just think that's just so unfair to try to like cast judgment to like on the outside looking in, which is what I just imagine without knowing the like real experiences like Kiana had to experience just by her looks alone. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody on the outside was just like, I don't know, just casting judgment in terms of like, oh, she thinks she did, she thinks she that, like,
I'm like, because she is.
I mean, but people don't know, like, still, they don't know, like,
you don't know our life. Shut up.
Right. Or what goes on in, like, her mind. Like, everybody thinks, like, they just know people. And it's like, no, like,
right?
It's a journey, like. Dude, we can't think we know somebody else without, like, knowing ourselves. Like, what's that about?
Exactly.
I'm like... But I want to go to this quote. This person, her name is Jane E. Brody, and she wrote a New York Times article, and she wrote that grief is not a problem to be solved or resolved. Rather, it's a process to be tended and live through in whatever form and however long it may take. Do you think that's true?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is a process. And, you know, a lot of times people don't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, take us, for instance, and everything. I mean, Key was somebody very special to us and everything. I mean, we're never going to get over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
Excuse me. Thank you. I sneeze the truth, as they would say.
I don't even know how else to express it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is and everything, but shit, I mean.
Whew. Yeah. It's gonna, like, how I like to say it, and it's just something that I feel like I've probably said to you and Lauren, is that it's like, it's not going to get easier. It's just the reality is going to get more bearable, like, as, you know, years go by. And, you know, however much time, you know, us too, we individually have left. Like, it's just all time is going to do is make it more bearable. Like, we're not, I don't feel like this, like, the loss of, like, her physical presence and just essence overall is going to be something that, you know, we quote unquote get over, you know.
Yeah.
And so I want to go to another quote too. This person from NPR, their name is Barry McCoy, said in a 2021 article, adjusting to the fact that
we'll never again spend time with our loved ones can be painful. It takes time and involves changes in the brain. She also said, what we see in science is if you have a grief experience and you have support so that you have a little bit of time to learn and confidence from the people around you, that you will in fact adapt. What are your thoughts on this quote?
I don't know about adapting, because like I said, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you just don't adapt. You don't get over it. But I mean, this right here, I mean, it's going on 2 months and everything, and it's harder for me because I only live a couple of houses down. And it's gonna take me years to get over this. But I don't know, in a way, I'm undecided about that quote right there.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think it, like, going back to the beginning of what the quote said, like, something I resonate with is, like, the part about it being painful to just recognize that you'll never spend, like, more time, basically add more memories when you lose someone.
Yeah.
And then it said something about, like, it takes time. It involves changes in the brain. I mean, like, literally, yeah. You gotta, like, I believe that. I don't know. Like, you have to, like, mentally, like, tell yourself, like, it's gonna be okay. Like, whether that shows up in the form of, like, a saying, we'll see her again, you know, based on, I mean, like, religious, yeah, beliefs. And
yeah, we'll know. See them again and everything. But, you know, it's just right here. We're just in the here, living our life and everything, just suffering and everything, while they're the person that we used to talk to and everything, you know, bear our feelings to and everything, is not here anymore. So therefore, it's harder for us.
Yeah, I believe that, because this is, you know, we're still in this reality. The reality is we're still alive and breathing, and, you know, those,
we still have a life to live and everything. But yet, you know, in this case, like with her, I mean, I honestly think it was robbed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She still had a lot to live for.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get to decide that.
Yeah.
We can say all we want all day long and whatever. But, I mean, it's...
Yeah. And I remember that, that time... that weekend, not name dropping, a few of us were in her room, and her grandma was like, you know, she was preparing for one thing, you know, with everything that she had going on with school and stuff like that. And then she was just like, but God was preparing for something else. Like, yeah. And then, like, it literally puts into perspective. It's like, you know, for all of us, it's like, like, we're living this life, we're preparing for, like, the next moves in our lives and stuff. Yeah, but, like,
plan for her.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this, like, do you feel like you've, in your experience of this, have been supported through family or friends during this process of just, you know, grieving and, like, dealing with this?
I mean, yeah, I have my family and everything to fall back on and everything. I mean, they've been very supportive of everything, because, you know, they knew who this person meant to me. And I don't know, I'm lost for words.
Yeah,
but I don't know, Shay, it's still a touchy subject to talk about, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
But shoot, like, on another subject, like, even my own grandma, when she passed away, you know, she even told me at one time, she was like, don't cry for me. Celebrate, you know, pretty much like celebrate her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what I did, because I never did cry at her funeral. I mean, when I found out and everything, yeah, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. But I remember what she said and everything, and, you know, even at her funeral and everything, I was like, you know what? I can't be a little bitch. I promised her I would do this, and I'm a keep to my promise. So
you're not a bitch. But I get what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying, like in this moment. Like,
yeah. Cause we got our own things and our own families and everything, and she would be saying to her own cousins, man, quit being a little bitch.
Yeah. Even though it's like, what does that mean? We're not encouraging each other to feel. But I mean, then again, like history, our own like cultural, you know, coming from two different cultures and the history, you know, of how we as Black and Brown people experience some similarities, some differences, which, you know, just really learned as a kid without knowing Kiana's experience in that, like just being biracial and like, you know, being two things at the same time, but like had a lot of experiences where she felt one way and not the next, you know? So
exactly.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah. I mean, this is coming from a person that didn't have to really do anything for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was the person who she was, and the beauty from her and everything, it was just like she didn't have to try for nothing. As you've seen, I mean, she has partied with, you know, celebrities,
yeah,
and everything and all this, and she was not one to, you know, be a little groupie and everything and just go over there and just do like all these other little girls do and everything, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, these dudes actually came to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who the person she was. I mean, I don't know if it was her energy,
mm-hmm.
or her, well, we all know she was beautiful,
because
mm-hmm. we all know mixed babies are the most beautiful babies.
You know, that's what they say.
But if you look at her, she kind of proves the point.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, it's definitely a stereotype of, like, you know, like, just boxing people in and stuff. But I do, like, I mean, people.
Then again, you got to look at her son, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel that. And, yeah, like, it just make me think of more memories of, like, just how annoyed she used to be. We used to always go to the mall, and everybody, like people that I barely talked to, I would see them in the mall, and they'd be like, bro, that's your friend? put me in the door, put me, like, and I used to be like, bro, like, you have a mouth, like, just go talk to her. Like, I used to get so annoyed. I used to get so annoyed, and then, like, her and, like, in her case, she would get, like, especially if it was somebody that she didn't like, or didn't find, like, attractive or some sort, like,
bruh,
she would just ask me to help her, like, get out the situation too many times, and I used to be like, bro, like, this is a lot. You gotta deal with a lot. Like, this is a lot.
I mean, it wasn't a lot for me, because, you know, with me being a male and everything, and mm-hmm. these dudes coming up to her and everything, and especially if they were somebody I knew or something like that, oh, here, put me in. I'm like, man, fool, put your own self in. You got a mouth, you got legs, go ahead. I said, but I'm gonna tell you right now, she is way out of your league. Go ahead, step up to the plate. I guarantee you're gonna strike out.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because, like, a lot of people, you know, used to live so close to a school in town, which is the school that I went to. And so, like, people used to, I mean, like, she used to go with me, like, every time we had, like, every time she was in town, she used to go with me to different functions. And, like, as soon as people found out, oh, you like, in the neighborhood, but, like, you don't go to school out here? Oh, and Marcella know you? Stuff like that. Like, everybody used to just, you know, slide in her DMs and stuff. And so she was constantly like, hey, you know this person? Yeah, okay, tell me about it. Like, who are they? Like, what is...
Yeah,
like,
she had to have a full background check before she even conversated with that person.
You know? Which is like, you know, looking back on it, and I'm just like, yeah.
Don't blame her.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, think about how many pursuits she got per day. Like, overwhelming. That's why I'm saying, like, I've seen like, all kind of moments. Like, I've seen the ones where it's like, you know, she was, like, super flattered by it. And then I've seen the moments where she was, like, super annoyed. Like, bro, I just want to, like, live. Like, I just stop. Like, I just want to go to the mall and get, like...
I mean, I'm sorry. It was enjoyable for me because...
Not enjoyable. Do you hear this, Kiara? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm saying... She would understand what I'm talking about because, you know...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
She, of course, you know... Me being the dude, and after warning the person and everything, they would go in there, shoot their shot and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then right away, I mean, me and you already know, Kiana mm-hmm. was not afraid to hurt anybody's feelings. And then right when they up there, and shoot, sometimes before they even put in a word, it was just like, immediate shot down, and boy, I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd be on the floor.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And they come back, man, what you laughing at? I was like, because I told you something. You didn't want to listen.
And it was, and you know, in my experience, it's always been so interesting just watching people like come and go. It just, like, you know, you get like a front row seat in the friend's perspective.
Yeah.
And you just be laughing. You just be like, dang. Like, sure. They down bad. Like, so many. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to get after them and everything. I'd be like, man, see, I said, see, I said, I told you, I said, start using the head on your shoulders and quit using the head in between your legs, fool. See, that's what gets you in trouble all the time.
Man. You can't tell that to high school boys, though.
Ha! No.
You can't say nothing. Man.
Especially nowadays, man.
Ha! Oh, yeah, man. I don't even want to know. I was an off-subject thing. I passed by some kids out here. They was talking about hardcore drugs. And I was like, am I hearing this? Oh my gosh, like I didn't even know what to do in the moment. I just like kept walking. I'm like, these look like little 14, 13 year old kids talking about hardcore drugs. Like, I'm like,
my dude, do you even know what you're talking about?
I'm like, please, no, not your young brain. But like, at the same time, it's like, you know, you don't know people's experiences too. That is what it is. And I do want to ask you, you know, by like just knowing Kiana for like so long, what would you say that you thought her purpose was in your life?
Girl, you asked me to answer the impossible.
You know, if you could put it into words, what has she taught you in all these years?
Probably to seriously, I mean, just be true to yourself. Mm. Be you. Don't listen to all the bullshit everybody else is talking about and everything, because I mean, it's not really that she taught me that. It's that almost the opposite, because, you know, I already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was surprising that she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And, at such a younger age.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, she had to grow up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just don't listen to what other people say and everything. I mean, because, you know, people are going to talk about you all your life and everything. There's nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do about it is stay true to you. Do you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give, you know, two shits about whatever somebody's talking about. I mean, because at the end of the day, who is really the one that's feeling horrible?
Mm-hmm.
It's not you. I mean, yes, your feelings would be kind of hurt, but, you know, the only reason people pick on you and talk shit about you is because they have their own insecurities.
Right. They want you to be measurable with them. And they're just, it's not just about that, but, like, they project. They see something in you that they wish that they could touch within themselves, you know?
Yes. I mean, and the vibes that, you know, that one person can give off and everything, like she did. I mean, she gave the most positive vibes off and everything. I mean, she literally gave life.
Mm-hmm.
If I can put it, like you said, if I can put it in words, she mm-hmm. gave life because she was the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing really started until she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, my God.
Yeah. And I think that something that I really learned from her is just to be honest. Be honest, even when it's painful, just be honest. And like, literally, she's the epitome of live it up. Like, she was always saying that. Like, every time we saw it, like,
she was never home.
She was always saying, like, you know, whether it was commenting on something on social media or a text or whatever, it was like, have fun, live it up. We would just backdoor say that to each other. Have fun, live it up, live it up, live it up, all of this. And I was like, you know, I mean, that's something that she literally did. Like, she had a lot of fun and she lived. She really did live. I do believe that. Yeah. And this is a question that I just want the listeners to ponder on. And, you know, you can answer this too, Tony, if you want to. What are some methods you utilize to help you deal with painful situations? Leave us a review or just DM us your responses at The Real Topics Podcast on Instagram. Curious to know different methods, like, it's always intriguing to know what works for someone may or may not work for the next person. You know, we all can learn from each other, so I'm curious to know.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a little insight on that. Like, for me, I mean, like I told you, I don't go to a lot of funerals.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go for her because, you know, she was like my little sister. And it was hard enough being a pallbearer for her. But, mm-hmm. You know, when you're dealing with something like this, especially with somebody so close to you,
mm-hmm.
the best thing you can do is just, well, it's easier said than done for mm-hmm. for most people. But mm-hmm. go on with your life, live your life and everything. But, I mean, what I'm really trying to say is, you know, keep yourself busy. I mean, if it's like me, if it's like I watch a lot of TV and everything, you know what my hobbies are, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm into the paranormal, mm-hmm. but.
Oh, I know.
Another subject for another episode.
Right.
But, you know, or playing video games, or, as you know, I'm an avid pop collector.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go out there and spend your money or anything.
Right.
But, I mean, go out with your friends. I mean, if you live close to your family, go with your family. You can spend time with them. Almost like do what you normally do, but just keep yourself busy. Keep yourself entertained so you're not constantly thinking about it over and over and over and mm-hmm. over. And, you know, just draining your own self.
Yeah.
Because basically, I mean, like I said, it's easier said than done. It's easier to give advice than to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I do play, you know, my video games and watch my TV shows and, you know, do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, I have been going to work a lot more than I have in my entire life. Mm-hmm. But it's, and like right now, the fair is in town. So therefore, mm-hmm. go to the fair. Have fun.
You know? But,
go stuff your face like I did. And I'm, as soon as that paycheck come in, shoot, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing again.
Ain't nothing like the South. The fair in the South.
Oh, yes. And for all listeners up there, I'm not going to say in what part, but for all the listeners up there.
People know I'm in Arizona. It's fine.
In Arizona? I was going to say it anyways. Yes, we deep fry everything from cheesecake to Oreos to Twinkies to Twix to Nutella.
Man.
You think about ice anything cream. Sweet? Deep fried ice cream. I don't know how they do that.
I don't either. I swear.
But anything you can think of that is sweet is going to get deep fried. And yes, chocolate covered bacon is a thing.
That's crazy. I was just telling Tony the other day, like, how is it? I saw it on the menu out here and I was like, how? What? And who got created?
I'm going to say that for people that don't eat meat, Shayla, you just got to try it. I mean, it is life. It is best of both worlds. You got sweet, then you got savory. It's oof.
Oh, I'm already knowing.
I'm over here drooling at the mouth just thinking about it.
Not drooling at the mouth, just with not the thought drooling of
at the
it.
Mouth. Look. I love my bacon, so.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I ain't nothing. Yeah. I miss crunchy bacon, but then I'm also here for the pigs. Shout out to the pigs.
I have lived on a ranch and everything, so there ain't no shout out to the pigs and everything. The pigs was our dinner. That was our breakfast right there.
I feel that. And I wanna I know we've been sharing a lot of good moments and having a lot of real moments too. But I am looking at the of course I don't like to put caps on anything, but I do wanna ask you a few more questions because you know we can go on for forever. When this is already gonna be a series, so I wanna ask you. You know, people often talk about, like, you know, five stages of grief, that being, like, there's denial, anger, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. Do you think you've experienced all five of those stages yet? Or?
In a sense, I have. I mean, the accepting part, I'm still going through.
Yeah.
I still got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
As in the denial part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I skipped denial and I was in straight shock.
Mm-hmm.
I was in shock for the whole entire time. I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
So yes and no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel what you're saying. They all hit me. I was, oh man, it was crazy. I was like, that's the most emotionally unbalanced I feel like I've ever just been aware that I've been. I know I've been emotionally unbalanced in my life, but I was just everywhere when I got the news because my brother told me, and my brother, because Kiana knew my brother too, because we all grew up like together, basically. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, because you wouldn't help her fix grits or oatmeal, whatever.
Oatmeal.
Being petty. Oh,
man.
Fuck.
It was, man, that was an experience. Man, I'll go forever laugh about that moment. I'll tell the story briefly after I finish explaining. So I feel like, my brother told me on the 6th, and it was crazy because, like, my brother's birthday is the 5th, and that's the day, you know, that we lost.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was just like, I went through, man, I could tell you each thing, like, the denial. When he was telling me this and, like, he was texting, I was just like, the denial part of it was just like, are you sure? I was like, nah, impossible. Like, I just talked to her last week. Like, no, like, impossible. And then I was like, you know, even more so, just like immediately started talking to Miss Ross, like, what? I hear this and stuff, but like, even before that, like, when I really knew the confirmation was when Ms. Ross posted on social media, before I even, like, we even got into conversations about everything. And I was like, what? Like, it was just floored, immediately floored. I'm like, emotions, like, everything is just, like, I'm angry at the situation. I'm angry at, you know, learning about, like, what happened, and, like, you know, still currently learning about what happened, right? But, like, depression, like, definitely, I definitely didn't go to work for, like, 2 days straight. And then when I went into work, you know how people, they really just do the kind thing of, like, checking in on you, asking you if you're okay? And it's like, that's not the thing that you need in the moment. It's kind of like the thing that'll send you over edge. So, like, my coworkers were being very, like, kind and considerate and just, like, trying to be emotionally supportive. But, like, every time they asked me if I was okay, I just started crying uncontrollably. And I'm like, I don't know how to deal with these emotions like this, because, like, I just, you know, it's just something that you can't expect. Like, you don't, like, anybody that you have, like, bonds with, like, and especially, like, just, I mean, what I was just telling you the other week is, like, we watched each other grow up. Like, I was constantly in our adult life sending her messages like, bro, we are grown, and I can't believe that, like, we grow now. Like, we watch each other grow up. Like, you got a kid, like, this and that, like, you know, just sharing moments like that. Like, it's hard. Like, it would be hard for anybody. Like, the more I feel like spending years knowing people, like, each year you learn something about the situation. And I'm not gonna, like, sit up here and be like, me and Kiana talk every day, like, because that's not the case. But every time we did talk, it was, you know, like, it was like friends coming together again. It's like, yo, bro, like, yeah, I miss you. What you been up to? Like, stuff like that. And then, like, something that we just always did was, like, never miss each other's birthdays. And so, like, I'm not gonna lie, it was, like, something that was just... something that I didn't know I needed was to, you know, I was supposed to go home on my birthday. Remember, I think we had this conversation where a lot of things was just happening with my travel. But, like, I don't know, something happened. And then I ended up, on Valentine's Day, ended up getting, like, a deal for my train. But, like, being around everyone on my birthday, like, that was just something that I didn't know that I needed. Like, you know, my goal was, like, really just to be there and, like, you know, be the friend that I've been throughout the years and, like support her family, you know, by physically being present, you know, like. But then, like, I mean, the one I had, you know, a relationship the most with was her grand. And so, yeah, you know.
Shout out to her daddy and her grandma.
For real. Shout out to them. Man, and thank y'all for all the memories. Man, I got so many memories with y'all. Like, it was, yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to them. We, yeah, had a grand time growing up. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
And on that note, I'm grateful to have become part of that family.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, as we grow up and everything, we're going to have our losses and everything. And
right.
We're like me, I'm single. I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
No kids. I have no girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm not an ugly dude. So don't even think that.
Let them know, God dang.
I am Mexican and Native American. So get it right.
Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight.
And I appreciate, you know, them actually considering me as family and everything, because I've been there since before she was born and everything, and you know, I grew up with her dad, grew up with her uncle and her aunt. Well, I don't even know what she called her aunt, auntie, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
her nanny. Whatever, I don't care. All of y'all.
Y'all know who y'all are. You know, they know who they are.
I know who y'all are.
But I definitely want to tell this oatmeal story right quick. Bro, I'm going to laugh about this for the rest of my life. It was just so funny. First of all, I just want to say the last memory she sent me, I did not know. And I'm so sad that y'all didn't find that in the closet. I wonder, like, what happened? Like,
did girl, she has so much stuff in her closet.
Look.
I got look. Avalanched.
I got avalanched. Dang. But before I get into the oatmeal story, I want to briefly say, when we were kids, I used to send, like, Kiana letters. I don't think I actually mailed them. I think probably I mailed like one to like actually like her hometown, but I definitely used to leave them in the mailbox. And like, I swear to God, like my mom used to drive me there. Like, and we used to do the whole nine. And so Kiana sent me, a picture of a letter that I sent her, and I had a proof, you know, those little proofs,
yeah,
that you take like when you go to school, and it's like, if you want to pay for this picture, here's what the picture looked like.
Oh my God.
I put one of those in one of the cards, and I was like, what? I was like, bro, I sent you a proof? And she was like, yes. And I was like, we was just laughing about that. And I was like, yo, look.
You sit it with the watermark and all.
I swear. Look, that just shows us all, like, how long we've been knowing each other. Like, I was young. That was some young stuff to do. And, like, I guess I was like, this is how I look now. Like, I don't know why I sent her a proof. Like, I don't know.
Shoot, that was before cell phones.
look. For real, a real childhood. Shout out to us having a real childhood, though. Going outside, being bored.
Oh, I remember that, shoot. Just going outside all day.
Look.
From the time you got up, from the time the street lights came on, we were outside.
For real.
On our bikes, just cruising around. Just
playing basketball at Milton House, like all these different things.
Well, yeah, that's for you.
Yeah.
It was different for me.
Right.
But, I mean, shoot, we'd go to the bike, and this certain, we called it a bike trail, but it was just a piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to just slope off of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That one around the corner in that little empty lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody used to come with their little dirt bikes, four wheelers, and just go crazy. Bikes, like.
Yeah. Until he kind of sabotaged it and everything, and saying that that was his land. It really wasn't.
You know, I always wanted to know what happened to, like.
I don't know. The same person lives there.
Mm. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Like the bumps and all of that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, in time, you know, the ground levels its own self out.
Yeah, right.
Especially with the rain.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense. That's why I'm like, wait, they preserved it? Like, it still looked the same? Like, what? It's still a land with, like, all the bumps and turns and all of that?
I wouldn't be able to find it if I wanted to, because there's so much vegetation that done grew and everything, so.
That was the life, though.
Yes, it was.
But this oatmeal story, wait.
Yes, the oatmeal story.
So, it was a regular day in the neighborhood. Me and Kiana, I was either always at her house or she was always at mine. And this day she decided to come to mine. And I don't remember what we was like what we had like a disagreement with. We had petty arguments all the time.
My nerves.
A lot of the time it was Kiana getting on my ass about something that, I mean, honestly, I did need to be checked a lot, because like I had my own little like attitude and like my own ways, like, too. We was fighting about something and I was like, well, I'm hungry, so I'm about to fix me something to eat. And like, she was like, I'm your guest, like, you gotta fix me something to eat too. And I was like, no, you can definitely fix your own self something to eat. And so like I go and I'm fixing me some oatmeal, because I'm like we got oatmeal, I'm gonna fix some oatmeal. And like, I kid you not, and me and you both know, Tony, that, you know, Yana has had cooking problems all of her life. So like, I go to fix my oatmeal looking nice. She finished fixing her oatmeal and she like, why mine don't look like yours? And I'm just like in evil mode, just cracking up laughing inside. I'm like, and so I don't know how
that was an evil mode, that was petty mode.
Look, I was laughing because it's like I knew that I could just like help her figure it out, even though, I mean, I'm not saying that like I was like some all-star cook. I mean, it's oatmeal here. Like, I was more so laughing. I was like, bro, you don't know how to make oatmeal, bro. Like, come on, get yourself together. But my brother,
I had to ask a couple of times. I still do.
You know, it just, I ain't gonna lie, it is hard to make oatmeal a certain type of way. Like, if you want it to look and taste a certain type of way, it's a certain amount of water, certain amount of sugar. Yeah. So
make sure it doesn't boil over.
All of that. Make sure that all your oats are cooked, you know? So basically, my brother got involved in the conversation somehow. And he like, I think we were eating the oatmeal, and like he came in to the dining room and he was like, what is that? Like, he looked at her oatmeal and was like, what you eating? And I was just laughing. And he was like, bro, you ain't gonna help your friend with her oatmeal, because that is not cooked. And I was like, no, she can figure it out.
Her's looking over here, looking like some damn mushy, creamy
man. It was bad. No, Anthony, it was like dry. It was bad. And mine was all just like sugary and the right amount of water and moist. She was just so confused why hers didn't look like mine. And like, literally, I laugh about this because like, the only thing that was missing was like she didn't add enough water, and she just needed to put some sugar in it. Like that was it. But like, I was being super petty, and I just laugh about that moment for I don't know, like, for forever. I always, that was actually, like, the last moment I think I sent her on Instagram. I was just, it was this post that said, people think oatmeal nasty, but, like, the truth is, people really just don't know how to make it. And I sent it to her, and I was like, bro, I will never forget this. Like, I'm still laughing at the oatmeal incident. Yeah. Too many moments like that, though. So many moments. I just want to, as we wrap up, I want to thank you for, you know, coming on this platform and just providing your insight and your perspective and just sharing, you know, sharing yourself and how you're feeling and how you're dealing with this situation of the loss of our friend. Yeah, like I say off, on and off this podcast setting, like, definitely always here, you know, to keep supporting you through this, and, you know,
you too.
Yeah, thank you, you know. And I really do feel like I'm moving into, going back to those five stages of grief, I don't think I've fully moved into acceptance either, but I think I am definitely moving more and more into, like, just the celebration of her life, like the celebration of all the memories, the celebration of, you know, the life, the extension of life that she left here, you know.
Yes.
So
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for this conversation and this moment of sharing. And so I do normally like to ask my guests to ponder on the fact that, you know, one day too we'll have our last moments physically, like we'll take our last breath as well. And, you know, with the situation that we have on our hands, I just wish I would have had one of these recorded moments with Kiana. Just thinking of the fact that one day, you know, your physical life and your experience in this aspect of life will come to an end. What is the message that you would like to leave with your loved ones in the world?
I mean, my message is just like anybody else's. I mean, I just really hope I made an impact on your life and everything, you know. Hopefully nothing bad, you know, just the funny things and the memories, and I can't say a legacy because I have no kids.
I mean, you know,
that I know of.
You've said this before. Yes.
It's true.
The struggles.
You know, this fool was a yes, a guy can be a hoe.
Your daddy was a hoe.
This fool was a hoe back then.
Look.
But nah, I just hope I made a great impact on somebody's life, you know, yeah. Pretty much help somebody out, you know.
Yeah.
On another note, with this podcast right here. Mm-hmm. And this is going out to all the listeners. I hope this helps somebody out there dealing with grief and everything. You know, if not, I hope we made y'all laugh.
We
probably definitely did.
Yeah, for sure.
And there will be a lot more moments like this. Yeah. But let us know on Instagram, as in everything else. Yeah, it was great while it lasted, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And this for her. And when are you getting your tattoo?
Yeah, soon. I just literally, I was working for my job. Do you know that, on another note, guys, do y'all know this too? It is hard for tattoo artists to draw a shaving cream.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what all of them are telling me. Well, not, I can't say all of them, like I only talked to like two people, but still, like, they apparently, but I'm guessing it's the level of experience of the tattoo artist. So
yeah, it's definitely the level of experience the tattoo artist is, because the tattoo artists down here, I mean, they will tell you it and they will show you it is no problem drawing shaving cream and everything, because you can as real in realistic. Mm-hmm. Yes, but as in cartoony, no.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just like, I understand I do understand the concept of, like, no matter what, if a tattoo is a portrait, it's gonna lose some sense of, you know, its quality, because you are transferring, like, an actual picture to, like, a portrait on someone's body. Like, you know, there's a lot of, like, layers to that. But I'm like, I'm not afraid to, like, drop some money for this tattoo. And so I'm just like, who can do it? Like, I feel like I'm being told no. And I'm like, no, but I want this tattoo. Like, this is what I want. And it's like, I think
it's just, you gotta find that tattoo artist, no matter if you have to search for them there in Arizona, and find the right one, even if you have to travel to them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. If anyone's listening and is a tattoo artist, send me your handle so I can check out your work. Or better yet, let me just send you the picture that I want. And, like, let's talk about the cost.
Because a lot of people don't know what handle means. Send her your Instagram name or Snapchat name.
What? People don't know about handles?
You know how many times I done said a handle and they were like, my handle?
Like, what is that word you using? What is a handle? Handle, like,
I'm like, you know, my bike back there, you know,
you got handle to
the pot right there. I mean, you can have that, you know.
Yeah, username, folks, username. Nah, I feel that, but it's been a great conversation and great to, like, laugh, joke in, and shed life on this really real moment with you. And this is episode 1, guys. This is episode 1 of, I want to say, like, a 10-part series. Like, we're going to explore. Definitely just stay tuned. Episode 1. And this, the topic of this episode was grief. And we're going to call this series Dealing and Healing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dylan and Helen, because that's what we're doing, and that's just the truth of, like, where we are right now in this situation. All parts of this topic is going to be geared to the underlining situation of, you know, just this mutual bond that we shared with Kiana. So definitely stay tuned and journey with us, and we do hope that, you know, if you too are experiencing some form of loss, we're definitely sending you love and energy and support as you're going through the different stages of your grieving process as well. And, you know, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in, because what better way to keep it real than with real topics? Let's keep talking about real stuff. Y'all know where to find us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. New podcasts will air every Friday at 5 p.m. So definitely stay tuned. And
remember, we got different time zones.
5 p.m. I'm so sorry. 5 p.m. Central. So, yeah, new podcast airing every Friday at 5 p.m. Central. So just stay tuned for more episodes and share it with some of the friends that you feel like this podcast will fit right into their lives, you know, so that they too can journey along with us while we dive deep and continue to explore real topics. Yeah.
Because we're out there to help other people that need help, no matter, I can't really say no matter what it is, mm-hmm. because we're not professionals.
Mm-hmm. But I am.
You ain't no professional, shut up.
I'm professional at...
You professional at being professionally annoying.
No, I was just going to say I was professional at giving love. That's all I was going to say.
Well, we are professional at that.
But, I hope we need some more of it, Hale Anthony. I'm sorry, let me stop cutting you off. Go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, if y'all have any other, you know, if y'all want to hear anything else, you know, other than us talking about what we're talking about, mm-hmm. if you have any ideas, let us know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're here, we're open for any opinions.
Yeah,
well, not any, they have to be within reason.
Clarification is key. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. We're here just to talk about real shit. And no, I'm not going to censor my mouth for nobody, so don't ask.
No, and you shouldn't have to, because that's, like I said,
freedom of speech.
Right. And what better way to keep it real than to be who you are? Like, you know. So I just hope that you all have a beautiful day. And as I always say, the most important thing to take away at the end of everything is always remember to give love. Peace.